You're listening to Crown Point High School Lady Bulldogs basketball live on Internet Radio's USA-365.com.
8 minutes separate the Crown Point Lady Bulldogs from either the East Chicago Central Lady Cardinals or the Lake Central Lady Indians. Crown Point has faced both teams already this season. Crown Point with the ball. Front court to the right. We start the fourth quarter. 66-22. Phillips a three from the top of the key. Doesn't get it to drop. And the ball back tap into the hands of the Lone Lady Red Devils as Mulligan will work the point dead center down the court. Mulligan in between the circles. Baseball pitch to the right elbow for Juhas. Now Sarah Richardson in between the circles. Juhas once again, left-handed dribble at the far elbow, right side. Crown Point heading for their 24th victory of the season. A foul as driving down the lane, the Lowell Lady Red Devils Mulligan. Crown Point with 28 points in the third quarter. As I believe they're saying Ellie Van Diel. Yes, it is Ellie Van Diel called for the foul. So her second personal as the free throw doesn't drop for Mulligan. Crown Point outscoring Lowell 28. Second free throw drops by Mulligan. We'll get you that scoring total in a moment. The split pair for Caitlin Mulligan. Front court right for the Crown Point Lady Bulldogs. Lowell Stoddard front court to the right. Drops it for Van Diel. Van Diel for as Crown Point works outside the perimeter with Elena Santiago. The starters now in the game, all five of them for the Crown Point Lady Bulldogs. Carruthers, Phillips, Van Diel, Santiago, and Lily Stoddard are lifting a three. Comes up short off the iron, right elbow near side, and Lowell with the rebound. Mulligan clears. A minute 15 gone by, fourth quarter. Front court left for the Lowell Lady Red Devils. Bad pass. Actually, it was a great pass that went off the hands of the Lowell Lady Red Devils, Danielle Collins. 66-23, the lead up to 43 for the Crown Point Lady Bulldogs. This is the way they played most of the season. They've only had four games this season, and obviously they won them, but were decided by single digits. Crown Point heavily favorites to win this Class 4A Sectional 1 tournament here at Lowell High School, and we have a foul right in front of the Crown Point bench. 6:26 remaining, and the foul on Mulligan of Lowell. Her third personal, the team's fourth. Right in front of her head coach, Chris Sieber, bringing the ball inbounds. Caitlin Phillips for Jessica Carruthers. Right-handed dribble, Carruthers starting to drive, and it looks like there was contact as Carruthers was driving. No shot. As the foul on, I believe I can say, see who the foul is. Now they're going to see Mulligan again. So her fourth, non-shooting for the Lady Bulldogs. Elena Santiago to the line, or she brings the ball inbounds, I should say. It's a quick feed for Phillips. They three from the right corner near side, triple it up for Caitlin Phillips. Phillips with the field goal, and the Lady Bulldogs with the 69-23 lead on the Lowell Lady Red Devils, looking mightily impressive on this Friday night, with one more to come tomorrow night and then the championship on Monday. The pass sails out of bounds and last touch by the Crown Point Lady Bulldogs. Lowell will retain possession. 69-23 the lead for the Lowell, for the Crown Point Lady Bulldogs. Give credit to how Lowell played in that opening quarter as a miss by Coughlin in front of the basket. And here come the Crown Point Lady Bulldogs. Can take as much time off the clock as they see fit. Phillips starting to drive right of the key for Phillips. A three from Phillips. Can't get it to drop. And Santiago, the offensive rebound. Crown Point can set the offense again. Jessica Carruthers in the corner. One hop for Ellen Van Diel. And Van Diel counted in the lane. Van Diel with her first field goal of the fourth quarter. And the Lady Bulldogs plus 70 on the Lowell Lady Red Devils. 71-23, a 48-point lead for the Crown Point Lady Bulldogs. Front court left for Lowell. Left-handed dribble, Mulligan. The lead for down low as we have a travel call on Langdon. Tori Langdon, the 5'9 junior, turning the ball over. And listen to the ovation for the Crown Point starters, who presumably this is going to be the end for them. It's now bench players the rest of the way. I see Cindy Goodman in the game as well. Good to see Goodman. Yasmin Porter. I don't think we've seen Porter or Goodman in the game tonight, but Sydney Goodman in, likewise Yasmin Porter. Grace Tindall working the point for the last 5-10. Crown point front court to the right. Yeah, Sydney Goodman lost the handle, but out of bounds, poked away by Mulligan.
Yeah, Ellie Van Deel finishing, apparently finishing the night with 17 points for Crown Point after that last field goal. She's now on the bench here with about just under 5 minutes to go in the game.
A bounce pass in the hands of Goodman, stolen away by the Lowell Lady Red Devils. Here's Lowell in transition, coming up with the miss, driving down low, and Lowell will retain possession. Now a quick inside feed for Sarah Richardson, can't get it to drop. Crown Point takes over as Tindall, the offensive rebound, or the rebound, I should say, on defense, fouled by Lowell. The foul on number 22, Sarah Richardson. That's her fourth, I believe. Indeed, they're going to say four fouls on Richardson. And 16 fouls for the Lady Red Devils second half. So the Crown Point Lady Bulldogs with the bench completing it the rest of the way for the Crown Point Lady Bulldogs, DAC champs. Three misses by Tindall, however, putting it in Yasmin Porter, so Yasmin Porter has her first 2 points of the night, and here comes Mulligan, front court to the left for the Lowell Lady Red Devils. Mulligan, the feed down low for Lewandowski. Collins, outside the perimeter, airlifts a long three, nicks the iron from the top of the key, the ball loose. As it comes into the hands of the Lowell Lady Red Devils, they retain possession. Coming up inside, 4 minutes and counting before the Crown Point Lady Bulldogs can officially seal their semifinal appearance. A three attempt by Mulligan misses, and the Crown Point Lady Bulldogs will take control into the front court right. Goodman, the pitch for Sandborg. There's a three attempt. That was right for Paige Sandborg. Dave, I would love to see Paige in a 3-point shootout competition. Like
she is three for three from behind the arc in this game, all in the second half.
Fun to watch. We have a foul in the low front court to our left with 3:30 remaining. And it looks like, Dave, we're going to have another bench player come in for the Crown Point Lady Bulldogs.
And who might be that young lady?
That lady might be Alexis Smith, Dave, number 32. So Alexis Smith coming into the game. As Smith coming into the game, 76-23, the lead for the Crown Point Lady Bulldogs. The second three throw doesn't miss for Collins. However, Richardson, the offensive rebound, and a foul on the Crown Point Lady Bulldogs. 76-23, the lead with 3:27. Foul on Yasmin Porter, her first. Both teams with six fouls, non-shooting. Each team one under the penalty as far as fouls. The inbounds deflected away by Alexis Smith. So I believe everybody and anyone on this Lady Bulldog team has come into action tonight. Here's a three attempt from the right corner. Plenty of air felt by Sarah Richardson. And Crown Point clears into the front court right. Sydney Goodman for Grace Tindall working the point. Pitches it in the corner. Here's a three. Yasmin Porter nicks the iron. Can't get the drop. Offensive rebound for Goodman. And here's Alexis Smith. And the ball deflected away as it will stay with the Crown Point Bulldogs. 3:01 remaining. Kaylee Chavez coming in, coming out. Sarah Richardson, maybe for the last time ever as a member of the Lowell Lady Red Devils. Richardson, a senior. Alexis Smith called for the violation, a foul called on the Crown Point Lady Bulldogs. The foul called away from the ball on Yasmin Porter. 76-23, the lead for Crown Point. Up to 53 points. I'm losing count here. Front court left for the Lady Red Devils as Collins losing the handle. 2:45 in a downward spiral clock. Lewandowski into the game. Right-handed dribble starts to drive. Right baseline. Can't get it to drop. The ball deflected away. And Crown Point will take it away with Grace Tindall. Now Cindy Goodman. A return to Tindall as the bench closing out the final 2.5 minutes for the Lady Bulldogs. Yasmin Porter will pitch it out. as Grace Tindall. Now Yasmin Porter, a three from the right elbow off the iron from the near side, and the ball out of bounds will go to the Lady Red Devils. Well, let's give you the Crown Point Lady Bulldogs meetings against East Chicago Central. Some of the players for the Lady Red Devils coming out, getting an ovation. Crown Point on November 20th went to East Chicago Central, defeated them 61-33. Here's a three-point attempt, triple it up for Collins. And Collins with her first field goal of the second half. Front court right for the Lady Bulldogs. Starting the drive is Porter and fouled on her way to the netted cup. Of course, Crown Point faces Lake Central every year, won 54-21 at home. Of course, that was a conference game for Crown Point. The foul called on number 32, Natalie Codlin, will send to the line Yasmin Porter. So Porter shoots, makes good on the 1-1. Got Yasmin Porter unofficially with 3 points, shooting to all right. Off the iron, however, offensive rebound for Crown Point as we have a tangle up between the two number 12s, Goodman and Lewandowski, and the jump ball arrow favors, if it matters, the Lower Lady Red Devils. 77-26, the lead inside 2 minutes for the Crown Point Lady Bulldogs. Crown Point, I can imagine, will stay, at least some of them will, to scout out the second game between East Chicago Central and Lake Central. We'll be on the air tomorrow at 7 o'clock, actually 6:45. We are going to have to leave the airwaves after this game as Codlin comes up missing, but a foul in the act of shooting. As mentioned, East Chicago Central and Lake Central coming up next. We'll have a brief post-game wrap, and then we will have to leave the air. We are not obligated by the IHSAA to bring you the game coming up, but we will be back tomorrow night as Codlin comes up missing on the first. The foul called on number 33, Gabby Vania, her first. We'll have a 6:45 pregame depending on how long the Munster Highland semi-final game goes. Second three for a miss, and the rebound controls Vania.
Did she make the first one?
Yes, she did. She made the first one. No, she didn't, Dave. No, she didn't. Check that. She made Miss Both.
Miss Both. Okay.
Miss Both. 77-26 still. So Grace Tindall goes to the line. A foul on number 12, Abby Lewandowski, as Tindall misses on the 1-1. Deflects to the far corner and picked up by the Low Lady Red Devils. Cross-court outlet and a whistle travel called on Collins with 1:26 remaining fourth quarter. The Lady Bulldogs, no surprise, defeating the Low Lady Red Devils for the second time this season. Of course, this on the bigger stage. And Crown Point has certainly had their way with the Low Lady Red Devils over the last 7 meetings. This would be 8 straight wins for Crown Point over Low. Crown Point has outscored in the previous 7 against Low 62-31. Front court right for the Lady Bulldogs as Goodman beats it for Smith. As we come up on the final minute remaining in a game that has been no contest for 3 quarters and a steal by the Low Lady Red Devils. Here is Juhas putting it in off the steal and the layup. So inside the final minute, 77-28, the lead up to 49 for the Lady Bulldogs. Front court right for Crown Point. Here is Vania. She wants to try a three. Can't get it to drop from the near elbow right side. Low clears in transition. Coming up on 38 seconds and counting. Is Chavez, a three from the right elbow near side, cannot get it to drop. The rebound, Vania, flat-footed, and Crown Point will clear. I cannot imagine they're going to take another shot here. They bring in the front court right, and Crown Point already enough points as it is, as the ball loose at the top of the free throw line, and we have another foul to close this one. Or do we? Looks like we do not have a foul. I thought we did. There was a motion toward a...
Frank, is Alexis Smith related to Vince Smith?
Yes, they is related to Vince Smith. They are related, and also the proud papa, Vincent Smith, is coming up with the miss. So the Smith, so certainly Vince Smith, his father,
Alexis Smith. Family resemblance here.
Yeah. And, of course, remember seeing Vince Smith from football a couple years ago. The three doesn't drop for Lewandowski, as that will do it. The ball out of bounds.
Yeah, Vince Smith played a little bit of basketball, too.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. Of course, Vincent Smith, the father, a great gentleman, good friend of mine, as the ball inbounds, and Crown Point will take it to tomorrow night as far as the sectional tournament. They pick up a 77-28 win over the Lowell Lady Red Devils. The victory secured, but what hasn't been is who Crown Point will play tomorrow night. They will play the winner of Lake Central and East Chicago Central. That game coming up in a matter of about a half an hour. I'm Frank Sprinkle. He's Dave Woodworth. We'll have a brief post-game wrap-up to conclude the night, and then we'll be back here tomorrow night for the Crown Point Lady Bulldogs against either East Chicago Central or Lake Central in the semifinal of the sectional here at Lowell. The post-game show coming up, you're listening to USA-365.com and Indiana-Sports.com.
Mike Dexter from Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of Crown Point Bulldogs basketball on Internet Radio, USA-365.com. Call financial advisor Mike Dexter at 219-663-1234 for all your investment needs. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC. Mike Dexter and Bulldogs basketball. Now that's a winning combination. As the mayor of Crown Point, David Urand always has the needs of the citizens and the future of the cities as guiding principles. He believes government must be about working with others through leadership and vision to accomplish goals. Building a stronger community from within is the city's mission to ensure we protect our heritage, hometown values, and provide the vision to continue to move our community forward. Crown Point Mayor David Urand is a proud sponsor of Crown Point Bulldogs basketball on USA-365.com. Hi, I'm Dave Woodworth for Internet Radio USA-365.com. And we know we have lots of listeners tuning in across the region, around the state of Indiana and beyond. Your emails and letters are a great source of encouragement to us. In fact, Mark Smith, Frank Sprankle, and I invite you to email us with any comments or feedback you may have on our coverage, or perhaps you'd like to simply wish the Bulldogs good luck for the remainder of the season. Let us know who you are and where you're located, and we'll be happy to pass along your greetings in a future Internet radio broadcast. You can email us at usa365@ameritech.net. That's usa365@ameritech, ameritech.net. Legal issues can come in many different situations in today's world. Are you considering buying or selling real estate? Are you and your family experiencing financial difficulties? You have questions about how to implement the right plan for the transfer of your property after death? If so, you should consider consulting with an attorney. Attorney Adam Decker has provided legal advice for more than 20 years to the residents of Northwestern Indiana on these and other matters. Call him to discuss your specific legal issue at 219-663-7400. Or visit AdamDeckerLaw.com to find out more about Adam Decker and his areas of practice. Mike Dexter from Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of Crown Point Bulldogs basketball on Internet Radio, USA-365.com. Call financial advisor Mike Dexter at 219-663-1234 for all your investment needs. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC. Mike Dexter and Bulldogs basketball. Now that's a winning combination. When it comes to family, implant, and reconstructive dentistry, Dr. Philip Polis and prosthodontist Dr. Alexandra Polis, together with their exceptional support team, are dedicated to your oral health. Their modern, state-of-the-art facility features stringent infection control, online registration, digital radiographs and photography, flat-screen televisions in every operatory, and free Wi-Fi. Your comfort is a priority. Conveniently located at 1549 South Court Street in Crown Point, phone 219-662-0131. Visit their new website at polisdental.com. Polis Dental is a proud sponsor of Crown Point Bulldogs basketball on USA-365.com.